From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of October 16th, 2017.
Come all ye bold Americans, the truth to you I'll tell. 'Tis of a great misfortune which late on Britain fell. 'Twas all in the heights.
This week, in an updated episode from 2012, we feature music to commemorate a turning point in history that occurred beside Virginia's York River on October 19th, 1781. Have a listen for about a minute.
'Twas out in the heights of Yorktown where cannons loud did roar. They summoned Lord Cornwallis to fight or else give o'er. His summons to surrender was it unto the Lord, which made him feel like poor Burgoyne and quickly draw his sword. Must I give o'er these glittering troops, these ships and hessians too, and yield to General Washington and his bold rebel crew? 'Twas the 19th of October in the year of 81, Cornwallis did surrender to General Washington. 6,000 chosen British troops marched out and grounded armed. Huzzah, you bold Americans, for now sweet music charms.
You've been listening to part of The Surrender of Cornwallis, performed by Bobby Horton on the 2008 album Homespun Songs of the Patriots in the American Revolution. Yorktown was established on the York River in 1691, following habitation of the area by Native Americans for many centuries. By the time of the Revolutionary War, Yorktown was a busy port. In 1781, Charles Cornwallis led Great Britain's Southern Army to Yorktown to establish a stronghold where the army could be reinforced or, if necessary, evacuated by the British Navy. Instead, the British troops became trapped when American forces under George Washington and French forces marched to Yorktown from New York, and French warships blockaded the lower Chesapeake Bay after defeating British ships in the September 5th Battle of the Capes on the bay between Virginia's Cape Henry and Cape Charles. A three-week siege of Yorktown ended with Cornwallis' surrender on October 19th, helping lead to the end of the war in 1783. The battle severely damaged Yorktown, which was again damaged in the War of 1812 and the Civil War, and Yorktown never regained its former prominence as a port. But since the 1930s, historic preservation, research, and interpretation efforts, including the opening in 2017 of the American Revolution Museum at Yorktown, have made this small, 300-year-old Virginia riverside town an American Revolution destination. Thanks to Bobby Horton for permission to use this week's music. And we close with a few more seconds of The Surrender of Cornwallis. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.